This is the testimony of Mary Kay Baxter regarding her visit to heaven. The complete story is found in the book, A Divine Revelation of Heaven.
When I was taken into heaven, I was taken in the body. I was not taken in the spirit. I remember, brother, on the 31st night, the angel of the Lord came by my bed with rainbow wings triangled. And he said to me, come and see the glory of thy God. Children, Jesus was standing a little piece from it. It was in the same bedroom. And I thought to myself, I'll never go back to hell. I don't want to go to hell no more. I'm thinking this. And the angel said, come and see the glory of thy God, and blinked his eyes. Sisters and brothers, blink your eyes. That's how quick I stood outside the gates of heaven. That fast, I traveled that fast. Sisters and brothers, I stood outside the gates. And honey, they were made of one pearl, a beautiful pearl. But lights came from them. Iridescent, all flashing, kind of like on the kids' cars under the bottom, they got all them crazy lights. Well, these lights came from the door, the gates, but it was one pearl, a mile high, with lace and works of art you've never seen on this earth. And two angels stand by the gates of gold-spun hair, and they had a sword by their side that flames come out of. And I'm standing there looking at this, and the angel said, you stand here. And brothers and sisters, I looked under my feet. There was nothing but the galaxy, nothing. And that's when I knew I was in my body. I saw my arm. And I looked down, and I couldn't see nothing but galaxy. I looked at the gate, and the angel came back out the gate. The one stayed with me. The other two came out, and they had a book of solid gold with my name written right here. And they opened it up, and they said, she can come into the city. I went into the city with these angels. And the first place we went into was grass, lots of grass. And there was, honey, pathways this way, pathways that way. And from here to the where those sound speakers are, were little flowers that would open the flower and sing music to you. I told that so many years, Cracker Barrel stole it from me. You know, Cracker Barrel restaurants, you go in and push the little button and the flowers sing. Sears does it, they all do it now. Okay, let me tell you about the flowers. And they would sing in the grass. If you walked on it, it didn't even leave an imprint of your foot. So I'm really drawn to look at the flowers. And then I look at there's fruit trees. And I see families of every nation up a hillside talking, fellowshipping, picking fruit, big fruit off the trees and eating the fruit. And the juice didn't even get on them. They were so happy. No sadness, no sorrow. And I looked over this way. The angel said, come and see the glory of thy God. And I looked over that way. And there was five men with five gowns on that was glistening white with light coming out around them. One was Spanish. One was German. One was Russian. And one man was of your nationality. One was of another nationality. I don't know if you would call it... I don't really know because of the countenance. But you could tell them. And I understood then, sister, we're going to be known as we know as we go in heaven. You're going to have your own skin type. You're not going to all be one nationality. And all through heaven it was that way. All through heaven. Now your soul is white. When you go to heaven, it's glistening white. All of our souls are. When you go to heaven, you're glistening white. I saw King Solomon. King Solomon is tall, and he's black. Did you know that? A big, tall man. It's King Solomon. One of the kings in the Bible's bed was 13 feet. One of them in the Bible, 13 feet long. Can you imagine that? So I'm looking at all this, and they said, come and see what we're doing. And I walked over to the men. They were smiling and laughing. And an angel came down a pathway. And she looked like a woman. And you could get mad, throw tomatoes. But in heaven, you're going to know if you're a man or a woman by your countenance. Okay? Say, this brother goes to heaven. I'm going to see him in heaven. By his features, I'm going to know he's a man. And he's going to see me in heaven, know I'm a woman. God don't make mistakes. When you get to heaven, you're going to be known as you're known. And this is how they recognize King Solomon. That's how they recognize Elijah. This is how they recognize. I saw Esther in heaven and Mary, Jesus' mother. She had a dress made out of diamonds, ladies. row after row of diamonds on her dress, and her hair had jewels in it, and up on her head, and it was black, and she had pearls and diamonds woven in her hair. Ooh, we got to get it, don't we, honey? And you just don't know what God has for us that love Him. Anyway, I looked at these people, and they were making a diamond, and it was big as a cement block. And they put it in a little thing and turned it around. And when they turned it around, I'm watching these men work, and they're turning a handle on something that's silver, and they're dancing and praising the Lord. Another angel comes down a pathway with a scroll and a silver tray, and they courtesy to one another. And they poured the substance out of this machine on this tray. And it was liquid and it was shiny. You could see through it. And the Spanish man began to take his hands and design roses in this material. The roses looked like they could speak to you. And when he got done, he held it up on it as a diamond. A real diamond. As big as a cement block. And he said, "Do you see this scroll from the earth? This diamond will go into a child of God's mansion that's on the earth. Take this to Jesus. He's the master builder." And Jesus said, "I go away to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you shall be also." And they said, "We will take this to Jesus and he will place it in this person's mansion." He said, the angel turned to me and he said, "If you feed the poor in the name of Jesus, if you pray for the sick in the name of Jesus, anything you do for the Lord in the name of Jesus, vacuum the church, I'm putting that in there. Anything you do for God, you get rewards in heaven." One pastor said to me when I told the heaven testimony, he said, "Sister Mary, how about praying for one woman 10 times? I said, "Well, you'll get a reward, I think, for every boo-boo you prayed for." That's what I told him. That night I had a dream of this pastor. And he was standing before this woman. She always wanted prayer all the time. And 10, 15 times she'd get in a prayer line. So there was an angel writing down everything. The pastor's name, he prayed for the lady. He gave her name. He prayed for her ear. Then he prayed for her toe. And everything he prayed for, the angel turned to me and smiled, "He will get a reward. In the name of Jesus." So don't give up, guys. Every song you sing, from every time you men play those music instruments, you get a reward from in heaven. Your treasures are being laid up in heaven. Heaven is a place of joy, happiness, no sorrow, no death, no dying. All the angels always asking the redeemed questions. What message did you hear out of the Bible that had you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And they talk about the atonement, how the blood of Jesus was shed for our healing. It's in the atonement. They talk about how they want to come down here, but they can't unless they get orders from headquarters. For real. Everything is done in order. And you're listening and walking with these angels, and you're going along a pathway, and almost the angel turns to you and says, "We got to hurry." And all at once I'm moving like a speed of light with him, and my feet ain't moving. I'm doing nothing but moving. And I want to look at something, okay? So over here is a whole bunch of horses, white stallions, pure white stallions. And I said, "I want to see the horses." So he stopped, just zoom, just instant stop. And I turned and I looked, and they were so beautiful. They were all standing. There were 50 of them. I didn't count them. I knew the number. And they were huge. And there was a woman standing up in front of them. And she had a pink, beautiful dress on. And it was flowing. And she said to the horses, she said, "Now, when you go before God, you will bow and praise the Lord." Yeah, that's in the Bible, that the creatures will praise the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. So all 50 horses bowed before this lady. They were in practice and began to praise the Lord out of their mouth. I was so excited. I saw them again before the throne, dressed with gold all over them. Like I told you last night, If you don't like your gold and you got hung up about it, I'll just give it to me. I'll wear it. I'll praise God for it. And because the horses even had gold in their bits on here and on their covers on their back had gold edging on their cloth. And one time before the throne, I saw the horses with women dancing on each backs of each horse because they were 4 feet across. And they would spin and dance and bow before the Lord. Women entertained the Lord. They were entertaining God. They never fell off them horses, honey. Other people seen them too. And in Texas, there is a group of horses they've trained to praise the Lord. Yeah, for real. Yeah, for real. Isn't that wild? They use them sometime in big conventions and stuff. But in heaven, there is no darkness, no death, no dying. Everybody's happy. There is schools in heaven. There is an atmosphere all the time of high expectancy, excitement. I'll tell you about the babies. He showed me a woman that miscarried a baby. She'd had a miscarriage. The angel of God took and showed me the hospital room. I was standing by the lady. She didn't even see me because I was with this angel. And when the little baby was born, a little vapor of smoke came out of the baby. And the angel said, "That's that baby's eternal soul." The angels, two more angels, took their hand and cupped over the soul. They caught it. It's like a smoke. And they put it in a marble, white marble basket, like a picnic basket, but it was pure white. And it had the cover on it that goes down. And inside of it was just glory and light. And they put this little soul in this basket. And they said, "Look what we do. Come and see the glory of our God." And this was in my book. I'm going over, skipping over a lot of stuff. And they raised their hands towards heaven and give God the glory, the praise, and the honor. And they began to go back into heaven, and I got to go with them. They said, "Come and see what God does to the little souls." He said, "From the moment of conception, that is an eternal soul. And if that baby is aborted or dies, God knows. Or if you have a child that dies, God takes that little soul to heaven." And the angels told me that baby grows up to the age of maturity in heaven. If we live righteous with Christ Jesus, you'll be reunited with that child again. They'll meet you at the gates of glory. Naturally, they'll be a lot older, you know, if you live on earth a long time, if they went on to be with the Lord. I saw the throne of God seven times. This time, when I was taken before the throne, there were so many thousands of seats with people praising God. Hundreds and thousands of people, all nations, praising God. There was men standing in front of the throne with like white and gold clothing on that had real rich puffy sleeves, and they had hats on that was real tall, kind of like the Queen of England when the guards are at the gate, but these was pure white. They had jewels that would blow you away on the front of their garments. And I'm standing back looking at all this, and then angels come with horns 35 feet long. Big angels, and they begin to blow trumpet, blow this thing. And something great was about to happen. I got to see what happened. I'm standing over there to the right side, and I'm looking at this huge vast of people, and I'm blowing the trumpet, and the angels, they shout, they praise God, and then they do some things I didn't understand. And then they move away. Now, if you could picture this, out of the throne issues water, but it's like light, okay? And then there's this huge cloud billowing from the throne like atomic energy. If you ever seen a mushroom cloud of the pictures when a bomb goes off, well, picture that coming at you with glory and light and power in it. Can you imagine the energy? And inside of it's a large outline of a man, and you see this and you're in awe. And then around the throne comes lightning bolts, trimmed. Some of them have gold edge, some have silver edging, and thunder and voices. And you look at this and you think, "Oh my God, how awesome to behold the beauty of the Lord." Then above the throne is a rainbow that he put in the sky, a real rainbow. and a lot of things, it's like emerald green in places around it. And I'm looking at this, I'm astonished. And I think of the majesty of our God. And I'm looking at this, and then here comes the two angels. And they courtesy before God's throne and set this little basket on God's throne of the little soul. A hand comes out of the cloud, and I don't remember whether they took the little soul out or the angels did. But I remember watching the hands of God, a big man's hands, and I seen the white sleeves of his garment. He began to create a child out of that little vapor of smoke. And when he was finished, the top of his head, you didn't see his face. He breathed into that little soul that shot out to a 9-month baby. A live baby. And everybody shouted and praised it. The trumpets blown. And then the baby was taken into the cloud. And I assume God kissed it and loved it. Then he took it out. And the angels took it and they said, come with me. And I got to go with them. I was in awe at what our God does. I went with the angels into a higher place of heaven. We passed the fruit trees. We passed the angels making things. We passed Hallelujah Boulevard. We passed City Baby Doll. Many, many, many blocks of cities and buildings made out of jewels, diamonds, gold. One big building about 5 stories high. The top had a crown from one end of it to the other. It looked like it was very, very big, very long. And I knew generations of families lived in that. A crown on the top of a building. Real diamonds, real jewels. And I went on with these angels. And they said, we began to go up pathways, and there was like a wedding party. It was all kind of flowers and archways and everything. And I went through this archway, and they stopped me, and they said, here, we want to show you something. There was this kind of a pedestal, but it was glorified, you know. You could see through it. And they had a book there, darling, made out of gold, and that baby's name on it was a boy. Had his name on it. And the angels took the baby, and they let me go in through this place. I saw hundreds of children, every nation, tongue, in this place. Sweetie, I saw angels sitting in groups teaching them God's word. I saw a pool of water with little two and three-year-old children. They had pastel robes and sandals on. You could tell they were a boy by their face. You could tell they were a girl by their face. But their garments were beautiful pastel like you've never seen. They were laying on their stomach, putting their hands in water. And a fish came up and stood in the air. It stood straight. It was made out of solid gold, G-O-L-D, gold. The fish opened its mouth. And you guys going to steal this ideal, I guess. Opened its mouth, and out of its mouth came block letters floating in space. And when the letters came out, they sang music to the children that said, Jesus loves you. And they would grab the blocks, and the blocks would sing to them. Isn't that wonderful? And I looked over on the wall of the grass, and there was all these little harps and violins and musical instruments that you'd never seen. Some of them looked kind of like ours. And one little boy was small. He looks at me, and then another little one. They run over and pick up the music, and they stand and play you a song all the way through on these instruments. And then I look, and there's other nations and older children. And I said, Jesus, I mean, angels, this is beautiful. And that the angel of the Lord said to me, from the time of conception, that is an eternal soul. If that baby is aborted or dies or gets killed as it's a young child, or young child, he didn't give me an age limit. He said the angels of God carry their little soul to heaven and they grow up in heaven. And if you live righteous, he said, in Christ Jesus will be united with those children again someday. I read Annie Roundtree's books. Who's read her book, The Heaven's Open? I'm promoting her book. Please get it. She went to heaven every day in 95, every day. She saw the same babies in heaven I saw. She saw them standing in a row without number before the throne of God. And there are trees in heaven of every spice on the earth. There's also Noah's Ark, a similarity to it in heaven, and all the animals in a certain part of heaven. It'd blow you away. Every memorial God did on the earth, there's a pattern of it in heaven. Anyway, let me tell you about the babies. They were dressed in beautiful garments, like I told you. And there's the throne of God, but it's like the something is lifted up. And every little baby brings a leaf off of a forgiveness tree. And they lay it in front of the throne of God. They are forgiven, those that aborted them and murdered them. And they ask God to forgive them. And the arms of God come out of the cloud and pick every baby and put it up on his chest and kisses it. And there's thousands of them. Annie Roundtree is her name, A-N-N-A, Roundtree. The Heaven's Open. And her other book is The Priestly Bride. Talk about mysteries. Half of her book is scriptures. Her husband was from Harvard University, a retired pastor's wife. She was taken to heaven every day in 95. She was prepared to go before the throne, and she became God's secretary. You read that book, you're going to weep, you're going to cry. I couldn't put it down. I bought about 15 of those books because it confirmed many things I saw in heaven. I saw record rooms in heaven that the angel told me that the day would come, all of these would be thrown in a sea of forgetfulness. I also saw storehouses in heaven that Jesus appeared there one day and he said, "Child, look." And when I looked, he did his hand this way and a hole appeared. And in this hole, it was glorified. Everything was not torn or nothing. There was tables, there was shelves, there was pedestals. It was full of body parts. Not grotesque. It looked kind of like the dot-to-dot things. I said, "What is that?" He said, "These are for my people and sinners on the earth. But they do not believe that I died to make them whole." Said, "Tell the people on the earth to take the keys to the kingdom and open up this storehouse when they need something, and I will give it to them." Did you get it? Isn't that wonderful, honey? I prayed from, many, many, many years for people's been on drugs. I have actually seen angels with golden bowls with new brain cells to put upon victims of Satan that's been on crack cocaine, marijuana, whatever. I've seen the old brain like really disintegrated and the power of God move out the old black stuff and put brand new brain cells in. I've seen them with no more nightmares, no more trouble, brand new. We have a God that loves you so much that when his mercy drops his fallen, you need to grab it. I preached at Teen Challenge about 8 years ago. I prayed for 200 young men. Every one of them, later the next day, the ones I couldn't talk with all of them. They said that night they had no nightmares. They slept like a baby. They wrote me letters. They thanked me for praying for them. Because it damages your nerves, your brain, everything. My own son was on crack cocaine really bad. He had lost so much weight, his lungs was freezing, his legs was paralyzed. And I'd say, "Listen here, honey, come here, I'm going to pray for you." I'd pour anointing oil on him, pray for him, a lot of oil on his legs, his feet. I would prophesy that he would be a man of God. I said, "Devil, you ain't killing my child. You're not taking my baby." And I would put anointing oil on his head and ask God to regrow his brain cells. He now weighs around 200 pounds. He don't take drugs anymore, thank God. He died, he was dead three times, one time 45 minutes. And I was preaching somewhere and they had put him in a hospital. and they brought him back, and they found him. He'd been dead 45 minutes, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, he checked himself out and went in the streets again. Last year, on May the 3rd, he died again. He had a grand mal seizure and died by the car, and the paramedics brought him back with pedals and life support. And they told him that he had received a miracle. He said, you should be brain dead or on life support. And then he stayed in the hospital overnight and went home. And a prophet, a friend of mine, I called him to pray. I didn't know he had died. And you better pay heed to the prophets. And Harry said, Mary, have you talked to your son lately? I said, no, sir, but I know something's wrong. All mothers do. And he said, well, I see a vision of his head. And I didn't know he had died at this time. He said, your son has died. I said, oh, no. He said, I see God connecting the soul and the spirit. He's going to be okay. And I said, Brother Harry, you're a good friend of mine, but I don't believe this prophecy. I told him. I said, now, Brother Harry, I got to get off this phone now and call everywhere to find out what happened to him. Sure enough, everything the prophet said was true. I had to call him back and tell him I was sorry. Repent to him. You know, because you know when you're friends, sometimes you don't take your prophets serious. And when I told my son, they saw the Lord repairing him. Because I called him, I said, you know, you could have died. He said, Mom, I did. He was real quiet. And then he told me what happened. And it was such a horrible seizure. It chopped all his tongue up and everything. And so what happened, Jesus appeared to him a couple days later. But he won't tell me what the Lord said. So ever since that day, been a year ago, he's turned back to God. Nikki Cruz prayed for him. Many people prayed for him. I mean, he laid hands on Nikki Cruz, just cried when he held him and prayed for him. When you get a broken heart, you're going to do crazy things. A lot of people, I'm talking today, has done stuff you wish you'd never had because you were hurt or wounded. And that's when, like, the enemy hits you with everything he's got. Nobody likes you. Nobody loves you. You're no good. Don't he? He hits you right then, don't he, honey? Tries to get you discouraged and defeated so that you will not allow the Lord to minister to you. So these are things all you young people need to watch out for. When you get down, call your mama. Call your pastor. Call somebody to pray for you. Call somebody that loves you that will pray for you immediately, okay? Because the enemy discourages young folks. And I was just telling him how my son was healed. And it's in the records. He had literally died 45 minutes. And then another time I didn't know he died in the hurricane. And a man found him in the water and gave him mouth-to-mouth breathing and brought him back to life 2 years ago. And he hit the man with his fist. He thought the man was kissing him. I said, dear God, Satan has a rampage, don't he? But our God is an awesome God. So God can give life, okay? He can heal bodies. He can restore brain cells. And in heaven, if the little aborted baby soul goes to heaven, God finishes it. And it grows up in heaven. What I'd learned walking in heaven was faith and expectancy. I learned the body parts in the storehouses. He was telling me, Pastor, to tell the people down here to take the keys to the kingdom and unlock that storehouse. If you need a new eye, you need a new leg, your new kidney, a liver, God's got it. A new backbone. But you just say, Lord, release it. Annie Roundtree had an angel walking with her. They took her to heaven. This angel's walking to her, big muscles. And had on a garment stained in purple. And he had a ponytail. And she said, I didn't know God had weightlifters in heaven. Out this way, wrestling with you for 20 years to believe God. He said, some of us have it on our hands, our face, and everything. Because you're so full of unbelief. That's what the angel told her. You got to get her book now, don't you? Susan Hinn wrote her forward. It is wild. She saw all the little aborted babies going before God given. They have a forgiveness tree in heaven. The leaf, they pull it and ask God to forgive those that murdered them and aborted them. That's true. It is so beautiful. Her book is so beautiful. It took her a year to go before the throne of God because she had so many problems. She looked in a pool of water, and these little boxes was on her head, and one said, hypocrite. Oh, yeah. In a pool of water. And she said to the angel, why have I got this little box here that says, hypocrite? And the angel says, well, are you a hypocrite? And she would answer the question with a question. And then the angel would disappear. And then she told her, I want to take you to the seashore to play sand with me. Build some sandcastles. And Annie Roundtree said she went with her. She had a funny feeling. She said, I had a funny feeling in heaven that I was going to get rebuked. And said, here we were, no sea, just sand. And she's making all these little sand buckets. The angel is, said she looked like light, but she had a lot of wisdom in her eyes, and she was little. And she said to her, I don't feel like playing. Eddie Roundtree did. She says, why don't you want to play? She said, well, for some reason, I don't feel like I want to play. She says, well, everything you've ever built has been on shifting sand. And she put her hands through those sand piles and disappeared. And she said she felt like a copper penny went in her mouth. And then she had to go to the garden and rest. It was too much for her. And the Lord showed her, just showed her, you've never really built nothing in 20 years, according to what she was saying, on my name. Hey, think about it. She was a retired pastor's wife. And the Lord took her on this journey to get us ready for heaven. We're talking about heaven tonight. These are mysteries revealed to the church. It ended up she got to marry Jesus, y'all. He gave her a stone with a new name in it. Told her how much he loved her. You see, we have to go through being pruned by the Lord. Sweetie, we got to get these old barnacles off of us. And if we have these things hanging on us, we got to be man and woman enough to say, man, I got a problem. You know? And as you go to heaven, nothing is hidden from the Lord. Even when she was brought up before to speak to the angels about healing, she said, you cannot lie in heaven. She said, I'm standing up there clearing my throat. When they asked me, what about healing in your church? She said, we don't believe in healing in our church. The angels all started talking because they had a big board and a thing you teach with. And they said to each other, it's in the atonement. What do you mean that you don't believe in healing? It's in the Bible. Jesus died to make you whole. They're all saying this back to her. And then she felt really embarrassed. But the other angel come up and he covered for her. And he said, well, most churches in the earth don't believe in healing. It's in the Bible. Jesus died to make you whole. They're all saying this back to her. And then she felt really embarrassed. But the other angel come up and he covered for her. And he said, well, most churches in the earth don't believe in healing. Said, but all you angels, we're getting you ready to go to the earth. And you're going to be, they call it slated. Otherwise, they got a slate board. And they're going to assign them to certain churches to work for miracles in the last days. And they said the first time the miracles hit the earth, they kept it in tents. They kept it in tents. And it was not taught nor divided amongst the body of Christ. So they corrupted the gift for gain. That's what the angels talk about in heaven. And they said, not so next time. That God has handpicked certain people to work creative miracles with, and he's assigned angels with them. And in heaven, they have bandages to put on you. And guess what the bandages say? Only believe. They had stacks and stacks. I mean, the angels had red crosses on their sleeves. And they had bins and bins of body parts. They have names on them for people on the earth. Look at them. They're getting excited, aren't you? He filled some people's teeth here last night. So when I was in heaven, I saw so many beautiful things. I saw the babies, how they grew up. I saw the angels busy all the time coming and going. I saw an order and a reverence and high praises when you're with the angels and the... it's like you see the redeemed. When one of them begins to praise the Lord, they all begin to praise the Lord. Fall on their faces, praise the God. I want to tell you about the walls I saw in heaven. These walls, one wall was about twice that high, and it was down a quarter. And I go down this corridor with these angels, and I hear bells ringing on the other side and shouts. And I put my hand on it. It is platinum. Pure platinum. And the top is open. The glory of the Lord is shining in. And I get to go to the room of tears. That's Psalms 56, verse 7, 8, and 9. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into bottles. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto the Lord, then my enemies turn back. This I know, God is for me. In God I will put my trust. In God I will put my trust. I will not be afraid of what man will do unto me. And I was taken to the room of tears. And I stood outside this room, its big archways, and there's a man with a burgundy mantle on with folds in it. And he's standing there, and an angel comes from the earth and has a scroll in his hand. They always have reports from the earth. And he said, these are so-and-so's teardrops. Had a golden bowl. And the man of the room said, come in, I want to show you what we're doing. He said, there's many of these rooms up here. And he said, look on the wall, there's all these glass shelves with three little bottles to a cluster about 6 inches high. And under each bottle was a name plaque, somebody's name. And he said, look at this table. On one side of the table was women's books with pearls, lace, and satin. You knew it was a woman's. And on the other side was a manly looking, big red stones, green stones, and manly material. You knew it was men. And he picked up the piece of the scroll. He said, these are teardrops from a woman on the earth. He said, look what we do. He went over to the shelf. He brought it down and set the little bottle on the table. He took the golden bowl and he poured all the teardrops into this little bottle, filled it up. And it's like everybody knows what to do without anybody ringing a bell or anything. But when the bells were ringing, the angel told me that was souls being saved on the earth. Bells ring. So here come an angel, and they put this bottle on this tray. But before he puts it on the tray, I got to tell you what he did. They have a book there. He opens up a woman's book. And he said, look at this. He said, you won't remember her name. And it's all blank pages. And then he takes the bottle and he drops one little teardrop on one page and it becomes written words. And over till the book was full. He said, these are the most perfect prayers unto God, are your teardrops. And then the angel takes the book and we go before the throne again. The throne of God was so beautiful, as I was telling him, like billows of an atomic bomb, like the billows of mushroom, but it's mixed with red and glory and light and power that comes from the throne, like energy. And above the throne is a rainbow, and above is the emerald green. Then you see lightning bolts coming out, edged with gold and red, and thunder and voices around God's throne. And you see a large image of a man, and the angels are bowing around the throne and crying to God. So I go with this angel again before the throne of God. I stand over here to the right with all these people, lots of people in seats going backwards like theater seats. Children's seats in heaven are solid gold with diamonds big as your fist in them. Oh, it's so beautiful. And they bring this book before the altar of God. I saw this book laying there. And then all at once, God's hand come out and opened it up. A smoke came up. And it went into God's nostrils, went into the cloud. The angel with me said, your prayers are incense unto God. And then on the other side of the throne, I saw a cloud, a white cloud, like a cloud you look out the window and see, white cloud. But inside the cloud, I saw those white horses I saw earlier. And on these horses was huge, huge, huge angels. They were so big. They had armor on their legs. They had breastplates on. They had on the full armor of God, is in Ephesians. They're raring. These horses are raring. These horses are 4 feet across in the back. They're so huge. They're monsters. And all the riders on the horses are wanting to come to heaven. And the angel of God said to me, that's God's northern army. And he gave me a scripture. In the day of trouble, call upon the Lord and he shall deliver you. I saw fighting power in these angels, full of power, full of wanting to help us. I saw the pages out of this woman's book lift out by themselves and go into the rider's hands on these horses. And God's voice spoke like many waters. He said, go to earth and answer her prayers. When I cried unto the Lord, then my enemies turned back. This I know, God is for me. In God I will put my trust. I will not be afraid of what men will do unto me.